We would be going to their medical.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order at this time. Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, please join me in a brief moment of silence as we remember those we've lost in our community recently or any others you may wish to remember at this time. Okay, roll call, please.
Director Sasania.
Here.
Director Chornotsky.
Here.
Director Ohilski.
Present.
Vice President Millard.
Here.
President Storm.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, so item 2A on the agenda is presentation of a certificate of appreciation to Battalion Chief Josh Taylor. We've moved along, and the way we've been doing this for a little while now is that we're going to each read a section of the proclamation, and then I'll present it to him. So, Director Sasania, if you will.
Good evening. This is a proclamation of the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors commending Josh Taylor for his service to Los Osos. And how appropriate that we'd get something like that going on right now.
Whereas CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Josh Taylor began his duties at South Bay Station 15 in November 2016 and served the community of Los Osos through May 2017 with prudent oversight and commitment to quality service and.
Whereas Battalion Chief Taylor exemplifies the best qualities of a department head, bringing a balanced perspective to the decision-making process that includes honesty, integrity, fairness, and a deep caring for this community.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors extends its thanks and appreciation for the professional manner in which Battalion Chief Taylor and CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo County Fire Department protects the lives, property, and dreams of the citizens of Los Osos in the highest tradition of fire service, and
further be it proclaimed that the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors commends Battalion Chief Taylor for his efforts and accomplishments on behalf of the citizens of the community of Los Osos and wish for the best of health, happiness, and success in all his future endeavors. Please.
Okay, good. The 3-minute timer is not going to go off, right? No, I'm kidding. I won't take 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes.
Well, good evening, board and staff, and those that are watching out into the community on Channel 21 this evening. I just wanted to say thank you very much for that honor. I didn't expect that. I am very... I don't know. I don't have a lot to say, and I'm kind of choked up a little bit because that's in my career. I haven't had the opportunity to work with a board before, and not only that, but you guys were great to work with, and it's very apparent how much you support your fire department and the things that we're tasked with doing. You know, and when I came in here in November to kind of pick things up where Chief McEwen left off, there was a lot of unfinished business that was kind of pressing with the medic rescue and some other things and opportunities for grant writing and some other items that were kind of moving forward. And it was did a lot with General Manager Osborne, and we had a new board and new emergency services committee. And so there was just every day there was something going on, and I feel really blessed to be able to be a part of that. And I'm not going far away. I'm only going over the hill to Paso Robles. That's where my family is, and so I'll have that battalion now. But if there's anything that happens down here, I will. You know, I'm still in the county, and we'll definitely be here to serve. With that, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so next we're going to administer firefighters' oath to new Station 15 South Bay Reserve firefighters Toby Bender, Randall Cavigli, Denver Chavez, Joseph Deanda, Daniel Mobley, Maxwell Palmer, and Samuel Wright. So we come to the front, right?
They're all gone, yeah. Station 15 guys left.
Okay. So no, you just step up front.
You have the oath.
They have it, yes.
Okay, good.
Hello, staff. My name is Greg Alex. I'm your new battalion chief for Los Osos and the CSD and the Battalion 1 of the beautiful North Coast Battalion. I am definitely excited to take on this new position. I've been in Los Osos, so I've been happy about that, but I just want to introduce myself to you. I don't think that's been officially done here with the board. Today is a great day. We're adding the reserve firefighters to the Los Osos CSD and the reserve program at South Bay. And it's a great honor for me to be able to start and kick off their career. They're in for some exciting times, lots of lack of sleep, and definitely to be part of the community in the manner in which we serve as a firefighter is a unique opportunity. And so we're super honored, and I'm glad that you guys are here and made it through your training, and you have a lot more training to go, and we look forward to that. Thank you.
All right. Now, if you'll raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name, do solemnly swear.
I state your right hand, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the Constitution of the United States,
to the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of California,
and the Constitution of the State of California,
that I take this obligation freely,
that I take this obligation freely,
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion,
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion,
and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Director Storm, or President Storm. So at this time, we're going to do our badge pinning. This is part of our firefighter tradition. And I'd like to invite the family members or the firefighters that will be pinning the badge up to the front. Where did the badges go?
It was Brendan.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes.
Nice. So, yes, so you can just all do that at the same time. Our badges just went on that call.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to the new firefighters, and welcome to Los Osos, and we all appreciate your service. Congratulations again. Okay. So that brings us to item 3, public comment for items not on the agenda. This is where you may speak your mind for 3 minutes about something not on the rest of the agenda.
Good evening, I'm Julie Tacker, and I guess I want to kind of talk about things that are not on the agenda that maybe I expected on the agenda originally. And I learned this from Director Cecinia's letter to the editor that I didn't ever see get published in a paper, but it is on your website and it is informative. He suggests that at every board meeting between then and the rate increase that you would have discussions about the rate increase. And last meeting you had a nice workshop agendized, and I guess I thought there'd be another workshop in case more people were interested and able to come and participate, and that's not there. What we will talk about the rate increase to some extent tonight, but there's no one specific agenda item to do so. What's also not here, and I think is important and pivotal in what's going to go on later in your agenda with your budget, is that you have not had a discussion in public about the administrative draw from each of the funds and come to an agreement on a formula that works. And I guess something that I think might have been helpful, I don't know that we can ever get there at this point, this late in the game, is that had similar to the workshops with the rate increase with your three R's, you were able to plug in numbers and see how that worked. If you could do that with the administrative draw and how that affects each fund, I think that would have been helpful, and then you would have some real good information in which to make your decision. Something else that's been bothering me as of late with regard to the district, I mentioned before, you're having some transparency issues. Your staff reports are not thorough or not there at all. There's some timing issues with late documents coming to agendas, that kind of thing. But I was at a meeting last week, a committee meeting, your finance committee, and somebody asked about the potential of the general manager getting a raise. And it was explained that that was bad timing when it came out a month or so ago. But your general manager did go on to say that she was contractually obligated to work 3 days a week, and that she's actually working 5 days a week or 50 hours a week. And I will just have to say that the contract speaks nothing to how many hours the general manager puts in. The contract is specific simply to the job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Steve Best. I have a similar concern with transparency. I came last week to talk about the issue that has been coming up for me regarding the pool that we had talked about 20 years ago for Los Osos. And since then, I've been doing some additional work and investigation and talking with Morro Bay, the Parks and Recreation supervisor over there, people who started the original Los Osos Pool Foundation and so forth, and it's not getting any clearer as to what's going on. The $300,000 that was that's currently in the bank or of Los Osos or the in the budget for Los Osos was tax money that was budgeted and earmarked only for the pool, and it wasn't earmarked for other applications or for specifically for dog parks. There was $50,000 given to the I believe it's the Morro Bay Pool Foundation, and I'd like to know what the status of that those funds are. I have learned since then that the availability of that pool in Morro Bay is going to be very limited. It's going to be, once they find out what the school schedule is going to look like, then the available hours will then be leased by the city of Morro Bay and then made available through different programs for the public. They might be anywhere between 3 to 4 to 5 hours a day, maybe at the most, and depending on what they are. But after talking with some of the people who actually founded the pool program for Los Osos, they're rather upset about the fact that what was intended for the original pool in Los Osos is not definitely not going to be met by the pool in Morro Bay. The programs that are going to be needed for especially health, non-impact exercises and so forth, anything other than anaerobic type of swimming is not going to be met by the pool in Morro Bay. The pool is going to be too cold to be used for people in stationary positions doing non-impact exercises, and so it's not going to produce the health benefits for the aging population of this town. We are wasting valuable time. We are wasting the life of this town by the inaction of this board, and we need to move forward. And I'd like to get some light on what happened with the program of moving forward with getting a pool for Los Osos. That can be done. It doesn't have to be an expensive budget, but it can be done properly and appropriately for this town. And so we need to take action on that and let the people of Los Osos take responsibility and assist this board in producing results.
Thank you.
Richard Margetson, one of the three R's. I haven't seen it, but there's a rumor out that there's a petition being circulated under the premise that the water rates are going up 225%. I don't know if that's true. If it is, that's dangerous. It's misinformation. I do believe we need to, or we should have and still continue to need to explain to the community the need for this increase. But I'm going to condense it into about a minute. The last rate study projected revenue into the future for 4 years. This community, in the meantime, reduced consumption somewhere between 25% and 30%. If that had not happened, if that reduction in consumption because of the drought had not happened, the revenue stream that was predicted from that last rate study would have been realized, and we probably wouldn't even be here. I'm sorry that the reduction in consumption has caused a rate increase, but any entity has a set budget that they have to meet. And if the revenue stream is not coming in to meet that budget, something has to be done. In simplest terms, that's how we got here. And the additional revenue that was in the original rate study was also going to be used for infrastructure projects to save the basin over time. That is part of this rate increase. We're basically just making up for what wasn't realized because of the reduction in consumption. Plain and simple. Boiling it down, that's what it comes down to. So I'm worried about misinformation out in the community. If there's a petition out there that the rates are going up 225%, somebody needs to talk to whoever started that or put that out, because that's absolutely false. And from what I heard, they're getting signatures. So.
Thank you. Any other further public comment for items not on the agenda? Okay, moving right along. Fire department report.
Hello, thank you, board. And once again, it's an honor to speak here about our fire department in Los Osos. We love Los Osos and excited about what we're providing here. Emergency activity for the month of April Station 15 responded to 124 calls with 7 simultaneous calls back-to-back. 2 of the simultaneous calls required advanced life support. Of the 124, 75 were medical aides. 43 required advanced life support by the paramedics. And in 2 occasions, the firefighters had to ride into the hospital with the ambulance. There was no calls that required any stagings. We had 5 incidents that were reported as traffic collisions. We had 6 incidents reported as a fire, and 32 public service assists where we assisted the residents of Los Osos, and 11 as emergencies. Company 15 was called to cover the stations to respond to the emergencies in the month of April for a total of 9 times. And as I was looking at the call activity for the last few years, I noticed that there's a pretty significant, about 25% to 28% increase in call volume in general in your community. Administratively, the budget has been a high priority for us, and we've been working tremendously on that and working to get the balanced budget. Also in our administration, our administrative assistant had been removed from the ESAC committee from taking notes. She has been, she lives in the Five Cities area, and she comes in, she was having to drive back and forth, and it was providing a hardship for her. So that duty has been turned back over to Ann here with your district staff. And special projects and programs in April 3rd of 2017, Firehouse Sub Public Safety Foundation notified Station 15 that a grant for the total of $34,763 was expected and anticipated. We've received that and turned that over to the district, and that's one of your agenda items today. Also, weed abatement. Weed abatement started today. We're beginning to start our inspection process, and we definitely want to encourage the public to begin their clearances around their homes and their lots. Another item that's been taking a lot of our time is the Medic Rescue 15. That's under contract, and as you know, you've started the process with that. We're working with Pierce and the manufacturer, and there's been some discrepancies. That negotiation is reopening a little bit to ensure that we get the proper equipment that that we're looking for, and I wanted to bring that to your attention because it's likely going to go past the July 1 mark that this board has set for that project. Continuing on, we had training, lots of training this April with the fire paramedics. I'll highlight the ones that were of importance. On April 5th, we attended a tour of the Los Osos Water Recycling Facility and are beginning the pre-plans for that and responses to that. Also on April 5th, we had firefighters teach CPR refresher courses at our Firefighter Rehire Academy. The CAL FIRE and the state fire response is gearing up for the fire season, and we're beginning to do our rehire academies, and Station 15 is assisting in the medical side because of their expertise and the paramedics that are there and the training that they have. In fire prevention, South Bay, we visited the Sunnyside preschool and met with approximately 20 kids, ages 18 months to 5 years. And firefighters took the firefighters provided a tour of Medic Engine 15 and Medic Rescue 15, and gave them some very basic tips. That's the end of my report. Any questions?
Anyone? No, thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff's Department report. Nobody here from the Sheriff's Department? Okay. Utilities Department report.
Hello. Obviously, we still don't have a utility manager, so we did our best and we weren't able to get to Graf's this time. The total production for the month of April was approximately 14.55 million gallons. This is a decrease in production from last year by approximately 3.74%. Residential usage per capita per day for the month of April used about 64.9 gallons per person. Water billing information, 43% of the service area received bills for approximately 10.1 million gallons consumption for the period of March 9th, 2017 through May 10th, 2017. This generated approximately $135,978 in revenue. Utilities Department Operations and Maintenance. During the month of April 2017, the crew provided weekly water sampling, read water meters, marked underground utilities, did groundskeeping at the Los Osos CSD sites for fire inspections, equipment maintenance, and submitted the monthly report to the state. In addition to these duties, crew repaired water main valves on 3rd and El Moro Avenue and on 5th and Santa Maria Avenue, performed valve maintenance, repaired the dead-end blow-off at 1517 18th Street, repaired water service lines at 1251 and at 1268 6th Street, checked drain inlets and basins, repaired the 10th Street tank's altitude valve, performed dead-end flushing to bring it to fresh water into those areas, and performed fire hydrant maintenance. Rainfall totals from the Los Osos landfill rain monitor, as you can see, April, May, we had zero. Drainage. The district complies with the NPDES permit for storm water discharge for small municipal separate storm sewer systems. Whether it is raining or dry, trash, pesticides, animal excrement, and other pollutants may make their way to the drainage systems and eventually out to the bay. So we are constantly on drainage. Bay Ridge. This subdivision was hooked up to the Los Osos wastewater plant collection system in early May of 2016. There are 9 remaining septic tanks to be that need to be decommissioned. A notice of termination will be filed with the state as soon as the county accepts the transfer documents. Until these documents are finalized, our crew continues monitoring and responding to backups in the system. Vista de Oro, this subdivision was hooked up to the Los Osos wastewater treatment plant collection system in April of 2016. A notice of termination will be filed with the state on the referenced waste discharge order once the county has accepted the transfer documents. Until these documents are finalized, our crew continues monitoring and responding to backups in the system. And that is all for the utility manager's report.
Okay, change hats. General manager report, please.
Staff's been working with all the departments on the 2016-2017 budget adjustments for input into the MIP, the district accounting system. Once this process is complete, staff can discontinue the use of the site accounting spreadsheets. All reports will be generated through the MIP as it was originally intended. All staff, water resource crew chief, engineering, accountant, auditors have been contributing to the preparation of the 2017-2018 proposed budget. Attached in as agenda item 7B for review. Staff is continuing work with auditors to complete the interim field work assessment for the 2016-2017 in order to prepare a schedule for the audit, hopefully in August. With the absence of the utility supervisor, everybody's pitching in to try to get that position's workload done. A lot of staff time has been spent on public records requests for this past month. Staff received training on better utilization of the website, and this staff also received a CPR and first aid training, as well as water, the water crew. The motor sensor has been replaced at the 3rd Street well. Staff's been working on updating quotes for the capital improvement projects. With fire, staff's been assisting fire with their budget. Staff is currently auditing the fire mitigation fund to assure its balance. And Wallace Group calculated the proposed annual CPI increase, which is an agenda item 6G. Parks, staff has been in contact with the county regarding the lease for the dog park, and we've been informed that the county staff has started on the lease. General, we've reached out to Rabobank regarding the service charges, and we still have not heard back from them regarding what those charges are for. NBS and Wallace Group are preparing the tax rolls, and that should hopefully be in the board packet for the July 6th meeting.
And we have the latest thing from the Wallace Group for 6G?
Yes, that's in there. Yeah,
that's that one. Okay.
That's that one, yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the board?
Yes. Where are we at with the replacement of our utilities department manager? I mean, have we started the process for hiring? That's been a while now.
We're going to start that process hopefully next week.
Hopefully. Okay.
Yep, that's what we're working on.
Just to sort of an addendum to the Parks and Rec report, one of the things the committee has been doing is try to identify best practices of dog parks, looking all over the country and sort of digging into the published literature. And the committee and myself, we're going to try to sort of sort those out. What are the best things that we should focus on and try to follow interesting things that others have done that work? And that'll be done over the rest of this month, and then we'll move on from there, hopefully.
Okay, any other questions for the general manager? Okay. I don't see anybody here from LOCAC. Am I needing these new glasses to be changed again? Okay, no? Okay, so no LOCAC, no chamber. So, ESAC. Vice President Millage.
Thank you. Well, we in ESAC had our own farewell to Battalion Chief Taylor, and we were introduced to Battalion Chief Alex. We reviewed a draft of the 2017 Strategic Business Plan and gave our input. And we discussed, well, we discussed processes again, I think is the most succinct way to put it. And that was the major content of our meeting.
Any questions about the ESAC meeting? Utilities.
Utilities met earlier this month, and well, last month, I guess it is now, and basically we had an opportunity for more discussion about the water rate increase. You know, I promised people we'd have it on our agenda every time. We had fewer people, very few, show up to talk about specifically that issue. They came the meeting before when it was first out. We spent most of our time on the budget, trying to sift through the numbers that are out there and understand the different reserve balances and that kind of thing. So that's basically where we spent our time.
So we'll be talking about that more in a few minutes. Okay, yes. Any other questions about utilities? Okay, moving on. I chaired the Finance Committee last week. I'm only going to mention a few things right now because most of what we discussed, surprise, surprise, is the budget, so I'm going to fold that into our discussion item down then, though the committee did suggest that we approve the warrants, and I guess this was part of the budget, but it was also something that came up in the past was we're working on mitigating our bank fees, and I don't know if that came up in the context of the warrants or the budget or both. So anyway, that's that. Anybody have any questions about FAC, though I will have a lot more to say at the item. Okay. Director's announcements of district and community interest and reports on attendance at meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars. No one?
Quiet month.
Okay, well, I spoke to the Lions, Rotary, Kiwanis, and a church group about the rate study. I didn't go in with the pretense of advocating for it. I just tried to give some facts and answer questions, but I thought that in doing so, most everybody saw the light, and I did get asked more than once, about five seconds into it usually, wait a minute, does this apply to me? I'm on the other side of town. And I said, well, our increase doesn't apply to you, but guess what? There's one coming for us too. So in the Golden State area. So that was a busy month for me talking about the rate study and meeting folks in relation to that. Director Tarnowski, did you attend a meeting?
I attended the SLO County Parks and Recreation Commission meeting on Thursday, May 25th,
since I'm chair of the Parks and Rec Committee.
Yeah.
And we're trying, and they were a long session, it was downtown, and they went over all of the things that are on people's list to do in the general area, the priority parks, nothing to do with dog parks, nothing. So there's 40 of them, and no one cares about doggies, but we care about them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And there was also some discussion of regional priorities at that meeting, I understand. Yeah, okay. Anybody else? Okay. We have no pending written public questions. So with that, I will move on to ask if anybody has anything to pull.
I have some things I need to talk about. I don't know if we need to pull them all or not. 6G, and I've forgotten my notes here. Can we do that without a public hearing? It's an increase in fire tax, special fire tax. Do we need a public hearing for that?
No, the public. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Can we approve it without a public hearing?
If the CPI was built into the previous approval, you don't need to have subsequent public hearings to proceed. Basically, you have the opportunity to not impose an increase that was already adopted.
Okay.
I hope that made some sense.
It does. And I've forgotten my notes here, but I'm not sure that the numbers match the CPI increase that is in the packet and the budget that the fire department produced. And I had notes on that. Go ahead, if you have other questions from somebody. But I'm not sure about 6G if we are ready for that.
There was a correction, am I right?
Yeah, I think there's a correction.
Maybe it's not in one of the documents.
There was a correction. I got the corrected document from Lonnie at Wallace Group. It is in my packet. I'm hoping it's in everybody else's. The CPI rate increase is 44 cents per unit of benefit, and this would bring the assessment to $16.60 per unit of benefit. It's $16.60.
Okay, so it sounds like if there's a discrepancy, it's a budget item we should correct when we discuss the budget.
Okay. The authorization, the resolution authorizing Rabobank to issue credit cards. Can we use credit cards? Or are we limited to debit cards?
When we always had credit cards, and then when the bankruptcy,
right?
Some of the institutions did not want us to have credit cards. They wanted debit cards because the cash was added in there. You couldn't go over it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our debit cards have been compromised numerous times for whatever reason, different places. So Rabobank has asked if we would go to credit cards.
And
they're
we have established
safer.
Okay, but we've established the authority for everyone here to be able to use credit cards, not just debit cards.
We're
internally ourselves.
Say again?
Does the general manager have the authority to use a credit card and not just a debit card?
Well, that's what we're asking tonight.
We're asking to do that.
You can see in the...
five people listed in there.
Okay, okay. That's it.
Do you want me to read that?
No.
What's in the resolution, what we'll be adopting?
No.
Okay.
Okay, at this time, I'll open for public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda.
Julie Tacker, and I'll first speak to the credit card issue and the fact that when Mr. Campa was here last year, last April, in fact, you amended your expenditure control guidelines, and I have that copy fresh still because it's less than a year old, or just over a year old, sorry. And you had credit card expenditure authority. your general manager and you amended your expenditure guidelines this last March, and that changed to debit card only. So you don't have credit card authority per your own policy. So something has to change with regard to your expenditure control guidelines. With regard to the other items that were discussed in your reports, I have to take issue with the Emergency Services Committee report, in that your committee is hungry for information and how to help you make decisions. We were not given the fire chief's report, the budget. None of the items that are on your agenda tonight, the tax increase, the special tax increase, and as a side, I believe the special fire tax specifically says in the ordinance that you will adopt it in a public hearing. That is the one thing that Los Osos said they would do after being beat up over the whole fire tax issue back in 2004 and 5. There should have been a hearing. We covered this last year with Mr. Campa as well, and you had to have a public hearing even after you had had it on a consent agenda a month earlier. So there's a lot of new people here, and you don't have the history, but some of you have a tremendous amount of history, and mistakes like that shouldn't be happening. The vehicle damages for the fire truck, we didn't get to talk about that. We would have. I was alarmed when I first read the staff report, but spoke to somebody who was more in the know, and I think the Emergency Services Committee should have been in the know on what went on there, and I'm okay with you making this expense, but I think we should have been informed. Certainly the CPI, we've always talked about the CPI. We always talk about it in conjunction with the budget for the fire department so that we can justify increasing that fire tax after we know what are the needs at the fire department. So,
thank you.
I encourage you to be more transparent with your own committees.
Richard Margetson, I'm going to talk first about what Chuck brought up. The whatever it is, 6G. The staff report on the front, it's correct, 2.75% increase to $1,660 per unit. But down below, it says special fire tax revenue from the 16-17 budget, $529,401.60. Fire special tax revenue, 17-18 budget, $537,329. If you do the math there, that's not 2.75% increase. The 7,900. The actual increase, which is in the fire budget that you're going to be talking about soon, is 543,959. This isn't a nitpicky $10 item. This is, we're talking $6,000. I also have the financials are part of this, right? Okay. The financials that were put out, and this is, I believe, is going to be a problem when we get to the budget discussion. There's so many references to the final budget column in the financials, and on the budget, that heading has been changed to accounting adjusted budget. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because in the accounting adjusted budget for the fire department, there's no allocation this year for vehicle sinking fund, and there's no allocation for the contingency fund. But in the adopted budget, which is in your financial statements that you're going to approve, it says vehicle replacement reserve, $85,000, general contingency reserve, $10,000. It's my understanding, unless I missed something somewhere in the course of this last fiscal year, this board never adopted a mid-year or a set of adjustments to this budget. So the one we should be working off of, and for comparison purposes, is the adopted 16-17 budget. And that's going to come up in all of the things that are going to be brought up in our paltry 3 minutes when we get to the budget, because there's some major, major discrepancies because of those two columns.
Thank you. Any other public comment for items on administrative and committee reports? Okay. Close public comment and bring it back to the board.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
I'll move that we receive and file the administrative committee reports and approve the items on the consent agenda.
Okay.
Even though the total given for special fire tax revenue in next year's budget doesn't match the fire department's budget that they submitted.
Yes, I believe that's a budget discussion.
Well, if we're going to adopt resolutions, I'd kind of like to get them right. Can't we amend it? I mean, can't we just do the math and amend it?
Yes. I thought this was fixed.
I'm fine with that if that's all it takes.
I apologize. I thought this was fixed
agenda 6G.
Earlier today.
Pardon me, item 6G.
Sorry?
No, I was just telling Roy what agenda item it was.
Okay. Oh, for heaven's sake. May I suggest that we just pull this and work on it in the meantime? Okay.
I'm my motion, unless somebody doesn't second it, because the numbers are not part of the resolution. They're part of the discussion. So.
Okay.
I mean, we can correct those.
But don't we want the resolution to be accurate?
But is...
There's no resolution on this.
No.
Approve the implementation. Oh, okay, okay. It's not a resolution. We approve the implementation, but...
This is the implementation okay. So that we can add it to the fire tax.
Okay, it just looks...
I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think... Anyway, I think when we get to the budget discussion, we need to have the correct numbers. I totally agree with that.
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, there is a resolution in this, so we need a roll call.
Mm-hmm. Director Ohilski?
Yes.
Vice President Millage?
Yes.
Director Sasania?
This is for approval of consent calendar.
Yes, sir.
With the exceptions of 6D and G. Yes.
No, it's not being pulled. Director Tarnowski?
Yes.
President Storm?
Yes, except G. Okay, so with that, the consent agenda is approved, and we move on to general action items. First is consider Special District Risk Management Authority Board of Directors election ballot. So once again, we've been asked to vote for people, and they appear in the packet. They send us a little PDF form. And I've never heard anything from any of these people, and I don't know who they are. So with that, the staff report is in there. This is for basically the insurance company that we use. Any questions from the board? Okay. Well, then I'll open it for public comment on this ballot, which I will open now. Any public comment for the SDRMA directors? Okay, seeing none. Director Hilsky?
Yeah, I'm just going to speak from my knowledge as being a member of the CSDA, which SDRMA is a side body to, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
You know, we had Merle Cliff, who was in Cambria, as our local representative on this body for a number of years. In fact, he's the one that got our district approved to be able to associate in SDRMA. That being said, so I think I have the closest link to this organization. I have no clue who any of these people are. So I would suggest that we just defer submitting a ballot unless somebody has strong feelings about somebody.
I will take this opportunity to once again look straight into the camera and say, if somebody would like me to support them in one of these elections, give me a call, send me an email. And while I thank you for some of the things you've done that you list in here, I have no idea what they have to do with insurance. So I have no idea how to support anybody in this.
So they're big on cemetery districts.
Cemetery.
Yeah.
And, you know, I even...
That's a low risk from insurance perspective, right?
As long as... I don't know these days. You know, my mother lives in Apple Valley, where this one gentleman's from. I grew up there. The next town over is Victorville. My wife grew up there. But I've never heard of any of these people either. In fact, it's news to me that Apple Valley has a fire board. I thought it was a part of the city, but anyway, so. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we defer, or whatever the correct terminology is, that we don't submit a ballot.
You actually don't even have to have a motion. If you take no action, no ballot will be submitted.
Okay.
I would recommend that we take no action and no ballot be submitted then.
Well, then I don't think we need a motion for that unless somebody has a motion to support someone.
No.
Okay. So, it's time for the big show. Moving on to 7B, review of proposed draft budget for fiscal year 2017-18. And before I turn it over to General Manager, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to note that we're not doing a final approval at this point. This is another chance for staff to get input from the board and the public on what's before us, and we have we can't approve this right now in any good conscience anyway, because we don't have the rate study in yet. So the plan right now is to have another hearing on this budget after the rate study is finalized on the 15th of June, and then we'll go from there. So now I'm going to go over what FAC had to say about, I guess, a slightly prior iteration of this budget.
And John, what, Eric, yeah. If I could, as you go through it, if there's things that I'm familiar with as the normal chair of that, I'll just piggyback off of what you have to say, because we have discussed it for the last three meetings.
Right. Excellent, excellent. Okay, so in the fire budget, I think some of the members of the committee, and myself included, were wondering about, we have an outlay for another Zoll monitor in here as a result of a county mandate. And I think some of us were wondering, you know, is this an unfunded mandate? If so, obviously we have to fund it, but just make sure that it applies to us. Though staff did point out that, or the fire department did point out they're looking for a grant for that and are hopeful. There was some other contingency.
Could I ask, just for clarity, and we went through this in the Financial Advisory Committee meetings before, could you just refer to the count code so we're able to reference exactly which line item you're talking about?
Yeah, this is a fire department. 301 is the account. It's in the separate packet mm-hmm. that we got. And, you know, the formatting has changed, so it's going to take me a second to find where this was. If anybody can find it. 9572. Thank you, Richard. General contingency ops.
9572.
That's the last page.
The last
page. And top. Some of the stuff was, you know, added as a contingency. I don't know what it's the last page.
Yeah, it's the last page.
Five?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the last page of the pack where that's where I found Richard's number. Maybe it appears more than once.
I'm looking at the one that was on.
Ah, here we go.
64690, is that the number?
Do I have like 6,000 copies of this budget? Is that what's going on?
So it's line item 9572, but the amount is 6.
I have, yeah, okay.
Now the amount is 64690, correct?
Only 5 pages.
Yeah, no. Okay, good.
I got 30 pages too.
I found it. Eureka. Okay. 64,690. And
thank
this,
you. I just wanted to get clarification. I'm sorry it took us so long to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I apologize. I was impressed with that thick packet. So, 9572, general contingency ops reserve. And we had some questions about, you know, what belongs in a contingency reserve and what should be expensed. And then, you know, so. Those were the two main questions that came out of the committee about the items in the fire budget 301. We also had public comment and some discussion about the rate that we're calculating the property tax revenues at, and whether, you know, whether it should be higher or whether we want to have a conservative estimate. You know, obviously the money doesn't disappear if our budget says it's less than it is, so. But accuracy is important too, so I think we want to kind of think about those two poles as we go through. Moving on to Fund 100, we had some questions about. Now I'm going to find the page number for you. In administration, mm-hmm. and this pertains to on page.
Oh. Yeah, just when you thought it would get easier.
Yeah. So on page 1 of account 100, if you look at revenue fund transfers, we have a couple of them that are zero, three of them, wastewater, Bay Ridge, and Vista de Oro. So there were some questions about, you know, we are actually spending time on those. Shouldn't they show some amount? And one view was, well, that was one view. The other view was, you know, they have funding problems. They can't contribute right now. We want to maybe get those funds back in balance and so forth. So, and then... Oh, here's where I have the note about the $2,000 in bank service charges. So I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know that trimming that down 50 or 75% is really going to, you know, make or break the budget. But it just seems like one of those things that kind of, you know, we have a lot of deposits with the bank, and they're charging an awful lot. And I know that the days of the interest-bearing passbook account and all of that are in the past, but it just, I don't know. I think the committee as a whole kind of felt like that stuck in our craw a little bit.
Well, and that's something we've discussed at each one of the meetings, why otherwise we'll just move the money to another bank where they don't charge us a service charge.
Right. Okay. Now, moving on to Fund 200, which I think is...
In the beginning.
At the beginning. So, again, we had the question about the property tax. This is one of the ones, I believe, where we have questions about transfer to general fund. That's correct. If you look on page 2 of this budget, you will notice in the proposed 17-18 budget, zero transfer to general fund. I will give my opinion about that after public comment. I'm just reporting right now what the committees have to say. So we also discussed again the question of whether the, you know, what, how much the county is going to contribute, if any, to the Bay Ridge undertakings that we have, the projects there. Mm-hmm. Again, a question about the mechanics of the assessment, you know, whether it can go up. I hope that those have been addressed. And then there's questions about some of the accounting issues with the negative fund balances. And I just want to point out the in effect budget that authorizes spending at this point is the budget from last fall. However, this is not these other numbers that are here it's correct that we tabled them. So they aren't authorizations to spend. I think that these are done for accounting purposes only. So it's been included in the budget, but for those of you trying to follow along here, I'm try to do a better job. The key number is the proposed 17-18 budget. The process we're going through here is what are we allowing to be spent and on what? And of course it can change later, and it's a forecast, it's a plan. Hopefully it's a good forecast, and so that's what that is. We did talk about that at FAC.
Yeah, and if I could piggyback on that, yeah. I think, because we've talked about these four columns a lot. So I think for purposes of the public and for the board, what we're really looking at is the first column and the last column, the other two columns. The actual to date were given, included just because FAC wanted to be able to see if we were on task or on budget, or if there was something that was way off that we needed to address. And then, like John Eric said, and I think Richard said, that accounting adjusted budget is really not relevant at this point. But so just for everybody's purposes, that first and the last column are the two that we're dealing with.
Yeah, and so if you're looking forward from the 16-17 budget and you look at the actuals and they're different, that's because we didn't do any adjustment at any point, and because, like any good war plan, they don't survive first contact with the enemy. The budget doesn't survive contact with July 1st.
Well, and excuse me, some of the actuals, too. I mean, one of the things that we talked about at FAC, both the two previous meetings, I wasn't at the last one, was the actuals aren't symmetrical across the year.
Right.
So if you have a budget of $12,000, just for an example, you don't necessarily spend $1,000 each month. So there's certain loading periods where that comes down. So taking the actuals as a proportional statement just doesn't work. So that's why it's the first and the last columns that they're important ones.
On Fund 400, again, this was one where we have some issues with the fund balance. There was also questions about the loan. This is Fund 400. Vista de Oro, the loan that was made to this, and where that was located. Fund 500 is the big one. This is the water budget. Some people expressed concern over, you know, how are we going to know what's going on with the recycled water and how that's going to be used, and how do we make a good adjustment on, how do we make a good guess on that? We had questions about how different functions of the utility staff are allocated between water and, in particular, drainage. Question about whether we had, where the loan the iBank loan fee figured in, and whether this included the reworked CIP list, which I believe it does. Moving along to Fund 800, which is drainage. One of the committee members thought that we needed to look into whether the pump repair needed to be capitalized. It was a question was raised as to, you know, hey, at what point do we consider redoing the drainage system to a bigger pipe? Do we want to look at a cost-benefit analysis on that? I don't know that's how much of a budgetary question it is in the immediate time, but in the long term, if it's a, you know, if that's a savings, then perhaps. There's a question over whether the drainage assessment can be increased. And on this is number 800, 8045. Maybe 8045 is in 500. So let me introduce. This was a question about whether some of the work allocated in water, I guess it is 500, 8045. Yeah. Whether that should be shifted into this budget. And finally, on Fund 900, we had questions again about, you know, what are we doing with the administrative draw? And I think that's fair enough because from the outside, it doesn't look like anything's happening. But it is. And where is the wastewater repayment to the reserve? I guess that's not really on 500. And then at the end, the committee all sort of expressed in relation to all of the accounts, but I guess in particular to utilities and administration, that we find a way to staff up and get the staffing fully funded. So that's sort of the cliff notes from FAC on the budget. And do you have anything to add?
No, it's refreshing to me to see that the comments that have been going on are the same comments, basically. So the concerns and the questions. So those are the ones that I think are important for us to address.
Okay. Now I'll turn it over to General Manager for her presentation on this.
So would you like to do fire first, or the fires? We've been working on theirs for a while now, and today we worked some more. So I hate to beat up this one too much just because we've made a lot of changes. In fact, we did that today. One of the things we did address, obviously, was the property the special fire tax. So that was one of the things that we did today. We also addressed the capital outlay and the trucks and all that. So I'm not sure what you want to, if you wanted to address anything just in case we missed anything today, or do you want to go through each fund? How would you like to?
Why don't you give us an overview of what's changed since, at least since FAC, since I gave all those notes on it, but if there's any huge things that have changed since the last time, the board side?
Sure.
And then we'll go to public comment.
Okay. Sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth, just so you guys know. The annual, starting with Bay Ridge, so start with Bay Ridge and then go that way, that way we're not flipping around too much. The annual interest rate in MIP, if you noticed, I tried to do exhibits where I could so that we had backing on everything we were talking about. We noticed that, if you notice the first page, it just says 0.01, which is just the 1%. That was a note that was in MIP, that's how they were going to charge that loan. But if you notice in the resolution, it's supposed to be the West Coast Prime plus 1%. So it should be about 4.5 instead of just 1%. But if you look at that note, they were just charging them 1%. So that's something that we're going to have the auditors have to look at to see if, in fact, that's all they've been charging them, if you know, what in fact, were they bringing over. So that is something that, unfortunately, I cannot look into, but we will have the auditors look to see what was being charged and if they're being charged correctly, because obviously that note says just 1%, and that's not correct. And then one of the other items that were brought up had to do with, I think Roy will answer that, the Bay Ridge, the county, and the loan.
Do you mean the issue of whether or not the county will
Yes.
volunteer to pay for anything with Bay Ridge? I have checked with county council, and county council has told me that the county definitely has no interest in assuming debt that they're not legally obligated to assume. And so I don't recommend that you have staff spend any further time on that. We can if you'd like. I would also, just to put it out there, if we flipped the question and if someone were to be asking the Los Osos Community Services District Board to allocate some of their money to pay a debt of the county, that the Los Osos Community Services District was not otherwise obligated for, I'd be advising you that that would violate a provision of the state constitution. So I don't know that if challenged, the county would be able to spend money on another entity's debt, even if they wanted to.
Good question. Can I ask
sure.
a question on that? It was my understanding one of the things we were talking about, excuse me, was the county paying off the debt to us and then them collecting it from the property owners, not just writing it off. So we would get the cash payment and the county would be collecting
it. Well, I haven't specifically spoken to that with county council, but nobody there has expressed any interest in helping along those lines. Basically, that would be the county making a loan to us. And so if you wanted us to spend some time on that, we could.
It's something we talked about during the bankruptcy. I think it needs to be followed up on.
Uh-huh. I can do that. But I would suggest, though, that the county will end up wanting to get paid interest. So
by the ratepayers.
Well,
right? Since they now are operating and the sewer charges are being paid directly to them.
I'll send a separate email tomorrow, but
We can talk mm-hmm. later.
Yeah. The other item, obviously, regarding Bay Ridge is whether they should be charged allocation or not. So I presented something for you at zero. I haven't had any direction on how to do allocation other than fire. We know that's 10%, but everything else we've just been moving around. And so I'm looking for some kind of direction on allocation. So somebody did bring up the fact that since Bay Ridge has no money, would we be able to even pull any allocation out of them? And since we're technically going to be going hopefully here soon someday to not having much to do there, that we should only charge, I think that was somebody from the finance committee, just charge as something is brought up there. So we have it at zero. So if anybody has any other proposed suggestions, I'd love to hear it. As far as Vistadora goes, there was a loan there too for $30,000. That particular resolution says that that should have been paid off already in the 2014-2015 fiscal year. So we'll, again, dig into that and make sure that that was actually paid off. And same thing goes there as far as the allocation goes. We have that at zero as well. And if somebody has a suggestion on what to do different there, that would be appreciated. Is there any questions on Vista or...
Yes. We still haven't resolved the question of whether or not we can increase assessments. I think they're a flat amount, year by year by year. You don't increase those 2% like you do property taxes, or 1 or 3 or whichever number we're deciding we're using for whichever fund we're in at the time. Assessments are fixed. And that's 200, that's 400, and that's been a couple months we've been bringing that up at committee meetings. And I also think that we should be allocating at least 1%, 0.5%, something from admin draw to those funds. I mean, the water crews go up there. They do things. I suggested a while back that I thought 1%, and I think in a discussion that we had, but it wasn't a board discussion, so there was no direction. That was just my own personal thought.
Okay, any other questions before we open for public comment? You have to finish, obviously, but... Okay, I'm awake.
I was going to say... Well,
Director Cesena, and the reason I said that is I think we want to save what we think for after we hear from the public. Okay. Thank you. But if you have any other questions before public comment, be my guest. Okay, you may continue.
Okay. On water, one of the things that we were asked to address was the training. That's a big, huge amount, and should that be divvied up a little bit over to maybe drainage? And we spoke to Rob Miller, and he said yes, that would be something that we definitely should do. And he said it would be about a third should go over towards drainage. So that's not reflected here because I just heard from him yesterday. So it would that would lower the training to about 7,333, and drainage would get about 3,666, I think it was. So we'll reallocate that so that some of that so that water isn't hit so hard when some of that training can actually go towards drainage. So that was one of the things that was addressed there. And again, that allocation is obviously going up and down as we remove or add from Vista de Oro and Parks. So that's another obviously a question that we would like to have addressed as to how you'd like us to do that. And let's see, what else did we change? The pump purchase, that would be capitalized out, so that's why that's over in capital outlay, so I'm not sure. Actually, I'm unclear on that particular question on whether it should be capitalized or not, because we do have it in that area, so that is there at this time, as well as the control panel. And let's see. Legal services, we were asked to bring that up as far as water goes. That's an admin. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead to admin. Let's see. And I think that was it in water that I was supposed to address, unless there's something else. Professional services, again, that was moved over to the capital outlay. That's not going to Rob's the engineering. That's not going to be put there in water. Just maybe some, but not the majority of it. That's going to be under projects. And we put back computers because that was something that they had addressed. We had taken that out, so we put computers back in. And I believe that's all I have for water. You can see the adjustments on 5 as far as the Golden State, the intertie. We've made those changes because we have those real numbers now. So that's in there as well. That's all I have for water, unless there's something else that needed to be addressed as far as water goes. Okay. Marshall, anything left? No? Okay. Drainage. As I mentioned, we have, we're going to move, it's not there now, but we'll move over the training over to drainage. And as you can tell, that is one of the funds that is going to need some help since we're going to be in the negative just a little bit, not by much, but enough that we're still in the negative. Mostly it's because of the payroll that's going to be put in there for if we have another rainy season. Obviously, if we don't have a rainy season, then it won't impact the budget. But if we do, this is what we feel it would impact the budget if we do have that kind of a same kind of a season again. And obviously, the capital improvement projects there are what's also bringing up that budget. And we have Parks and Rec. That's pretty basic. There weren't any too many big changes there that we had. We were just talking about legal services, professional services, impacting that budget. And unless there's any questions on that, just wanted to move over to admin. On the first page, we have the different allocations. Again, looking for direction on how you guys would like that to be allocated out. This was just another shot at some of the things that we heard from Finance Committee. We increased, this is where we were asked to increase legal because they felt that it should be increased in that area. And another suggestion from the Finance Committee was to perhaps have a contingency in professional services to just keep the contracts to exactly where they are and just to have a little area where there would be a contingency plan as far as if professional services went up. So I don't know if that's something that you guys would like to do or not, or just keep it, you know, some kind of a proposed budget that might happen for that year, anything extra. So I'm not sure how you guys want to address that. The bank services, again, anything we're waiting for the bank to get back to us. And in the meantime, if we want to look for another bank, that should be probably something we should do sooner rather than later. And that was really the highlights of admin that we had to address, unless there's something else. That's all I have, and the main thing is, I think that was, we need some direction on percentages, allocations, so we know what to work with.
Okay, any questions from the board?
I'm concerned about drainage in that we are going way over the revenues provided by the assessments, and I don't know how we just decide that we're going to do more drainage work than provided by those assessments. I mean, we don't have revenues coming into drainage other than that. We can't use water revenues. I don't think we can use water revenues to pay for drainage work. So that means property taxes, or else we scale back the drainage work or pay for it through capital reserves, the capital improvement programs. Those projects should be paid for maybe through reserves. I'm concerned about drainage and how we can ramp up work without having revenues.
Okay, I think we're ready for public comment on the budget, and we are not approving the budget tonight, so I would very much like to hear suggestions. We are probably going to be giving some direction since that's been requested, so in particular, if you have some comment on the direction you'd like, you think we should give, that would be much appreciated. 3 minutes.
Julie Tacker, and yes, you need to have the administrative budget allocation discussion. You also have to have the property tax allocation discussion. You haven't talked about that. The money that's not going into water anymore has to go somewhere, and your board has that discretion, and Chuck touched on it with the idea that maybe drainage should have some. But I think drainage should be scaled back. I think this shift of personnel just to be able to keep the personnel doesn't reflect really what needs to happen. With regard to Bay Ridge, and Marshall, I hope you have a conversation with Mr. Hanley about that. And it was discussed at Finance. The committee asked that the conversations that Jeff and I had with Wade Horton be shared. I did that. I sent it to your general manager, and I didn't even get the courtesy of a thank you. So that bothers me because I personally have been working on that conversation, and you've had transition after transition after transition with general managers. There's another $335,000 worth of work that needs to go on there. So the county is going to have a 218 conversation with that community. So that would be the time for them to assume the $125,000 debt and wrap it into that 218 conversation with that community so that the water funds are freed up to do the business of the water department and the basin management. I don't have the luxury of going through every single fund, but there's a problem with every single one of them. I've made myself pretty clear on I don't like what's happening with Parks and Rec. You are drawing it down and producing nothing. It was a sacred cow. It has been a sacred cow for 15 or more years. I don't like what's going on there, and I'd like you to only charge time and materials to that fund. What is more disturbing than anything is the narrative that was presented with this packet. This narrative I don't know who wrote it, but the responsibility lies with your general manager. And if you wrote it, Ms. Osborne, you have no idea what the business of this district is. You have no concept of what each of the funds is supposed to do.
Thank you.
Richard Margetson, I'm going to highlight as many things as I can. I don't know how many times it's been brought up, but if you do not correct the assessments in the revenue side of Vista, Bay Ridge, and Drainage, you're overstating income. You're understating any of the deficits at the end of the fiscal year. Those are set in stone. There's no CPI increase rider in either, any of those. The fire budget. On page 2 of the fire budget, on 7499 and 7500. 7500 is Schedule A charges. 2,164. There's an attachment with the Schedule A fire spreadsheet. The CSA 9 contribution is $25,214. That $25,214 is in the $2,164. It's also in the revenue side, gentlemen, on page 1. So the negative balance is understated. The total expenses for fire are understated by $25,214. Let's go to Bay Ridge. I already talked about the assessment. If you go to page 2 of Bay Ridge, Vistadero, the little square here. Assuming her assumptions on revenue, negative $19,000, revenue of $12,000, expenses of $6,000, I'm rounding things off, leaves you a balance of negative $1,000 at the end of the year. That's because she added the expenses and the revenues as a positive and deducted them from the $19,000 to get to the $1,000. The actual number should be negative $6,386. I'm running out of time. I've got something on every fund. These are not $500 items. These are major items. This hearing should have been fund by fund like we used to do and give at least 3 minutes. We had a budget hearing one time that took place at the community center on a Saturday afternoon and went for 4 hours. This document is so screwed up from start to finish, from the narrative to the end. And the narrative matches what is stated in this square. It's not like the narrative was right and it got goofed up here. The narrative follows the square here.
Thank you.
That's all I got for 3 minutes.
Any further public comment? Okay. Before I turn over to the board, I'm going to say I'm not an auditory learner. And so 3 minutes, you can have 5 hours of my time if you send me email messages 24 hours a day. So that's really a better, at least for me, I don't want to speak for anybody else, for a way to me to process things if you have things to point out. Having said that, I want to just frame the conversation a little bit, or at least give my frame of the conversation. So when I look at a budget and I'm, again, talking about what we're going to authorize to spend on, I have to know how much we're going to get in. And it'd be nice if that was a conservative estimate. It'd be nice if it was, you know, mostly accurate, but conservative. So that's my view on that. If we're a little bit low on the revenue, that's better than being a little bit high. But what I have trouble with, and this is just a very fundamental issue. I mean, we've heard about a lot of details at this meeting at the FAC. I can't even get to the details,
quite frankly, because for me, what I'm looking at is, you know, big picture, and not so much these metaphysical questions about how many angels are dancing on the head of a pin, or, you know, how much we're spending on toner, but just the big picture. Are we spending, are we proposing to spend more than we're getting in? And it's very hard for me to figure that out in this. And I wanted that to be corrected by now because, you know, just to give an example, in one of these funds we have a, I don't know where I put it, but we have a, you know, it says this is how much the total expenses are, and then it goes on to list, you know, more expenses. You know, they're not operating expenses, but it's transferred to the general fund or, you know, it's going out. So there's no real quick way for us to see what the effect on the fund balance is going to be. And if it's not neutral, and then we need to know more about what we're doing with our fund balances. So I would hope that we can try to get those to neutral, but it's hard for me to see that in here. So then I spend all my time trying to figure out what is, you know, what's going out. And so, for example, I'm looking at fire. It says total, this is page, the last page. Total revenues, $2.596 million. And we have, I know we've got to talk about what that is, but then it says total expenditures, 2.4, and I go, oh, great. But then the problem is that we've got a whole other list of things that are going out, and there's no total. And so I don't know, you know, the most productive use of our time, if we're under or over, would be to go through and then assign priorities, because that's the other thing is, assuming we have X amount of dollars, are we funding our priorities, and what are those priorities? So we set them out. And so I sort of look at it that way. And so for me, the question about, you know, are we taking the right percent from the right fund and all of that, I mean, it's, you know, it's good to know what people are spending their time on, but the truth of the matter is there are a lot of funds in here that have 1% property tax, and I think it's been established again and again, and one of the purposes of this budget is to establish the precept that 1% tax money can be moved around. So it's okay if we want to fill in some of the funds that are in trouble, but I think we just need to, you know that that's what's really going on, and I'm having trouble figuring that out exactly, at least enough to make an informed decision about. So, you know, that connects with the property tax question, and there was a pie chart in an earlier draft that we passed along on that said how we were going to allocate it. So for me, I don't think there's any issue. I think that's been clear for a while now that the idea was to put that in fire. And again, what, you know, where these people get funded and the exact amount of time they're spending on is, it's always going to be a guess, and it's always going to be hard to predict going forward into a year. If we have literally no rain this year, well, yeah, I guess drainage won't be an issue. If we have a deluge, we're probably underestimating. So we have to make our best guess. Is that, you know, is that what's going on? Are we making sure we have the people trained? Can they complete their mission? That's my question. With respect to water, obviously we have a lot riding on the rate study. You know, the big picture things too are, you know, the expenses on administration are down. Water's funding some of its projects to keep the basin sustainable. And we worked out the issue with the allocation to the satisfaction. You know, the last budget was proposed. We wanted to get the administration, the allocation down, and I threw out some numbers, not because I really believed in my heart of hearts that exactly 80% of the time was being spent on whatever, but because that seemed like an equitable, an idealized allocation, and so I still stand by that. So to me, I'm less concerned about what the actual numbers are and more concerned that our priorities are getting funded. But that's step two for me. Step one is knowing whether we're going into the fund balances, which is fine. We can go into the fund, you know, use the fund balance if we saved last year or if we did from the reserves. I just can't really see that. I need to see that very clear. And I think for most of the public who don't drill down into the details, the first question you're going to hear from most people, and that I heard when I'm standing up for the rate study, is,
you know, are you guys in debt? Are you going in debt? Is it? It's like, you know, well, it's kind of a hard question to answer because we could just not do certain things. So the question is, can we stay? Can we fulfill the mission that is vital to us? Can we do that? And I'm gonna shut up now. But so for me, I would like to see before I approve anything, a very clear and direct summary of what the proposed budget is going to do in each fund and overall to the fund balances. And then, if they're short, we as a board ought to decide what the priorities are and what gets cut, or how much of the fund balance we use. So I'll turn it back over to the board.
Can I just ask a question? Are we going to do this generally, or you want to go through fund by fund by fund? Because, excuse me, I have some significant questions about Fund 800, which Chuck raised. I didn't understand what Chuck was saying about, I mean, the revenues aren't there, so there's not a lot. I mean, we're not going to transfer money from water to drainage because then that benefits a specific portion of the community. So I'm just asking how you want to go. Do you want to go fund by fund? Or
it really depends on what you guys want to do. We can
save 100 till last.
Okay, why don't we start with drainage then and work our way backwards?
Parks and Rec is behind drainage. But
okay. Okay. How about Parks and Rec? Anybody?
Okay. So I had a question about drainage then.
Okay.
So, Chuck, I understand what you were saying, but, excuse me, but if we have the drainage assessment, which is a county tax assessment, mm-hmm. which only provides X dollars of income, and I'm looking. Oh, I lost that one. Here it is. I'm sorry. Which only provides, you know, the drainage assessment of $97,000.
Or 95, 456.
Where am I?
Okay. Well, and I don't know the answer on this, but let me interject so that you don't just assume that we know what the answer is on 2%. Some of the things that are listed on the county property tax bill that they describe as assessments aren't actually assessments. They've just carried forward the nomenclature from prior to the new assessment law. So some portions of your property tax bill that are called assessments can go up.
Well, I think what maybe you're referring to,
I just said I don't know the answer. Okay. I'm just saying, so some that's of them can.
4035 goes up because it's a 1% property
right,
tax.
That's not my question.
4400.
Right. My question was 4400, which shows as $97,365. So I don't, and Chuck, you were talking about being able to take some money from the reserves, but there's no reserves in drainage. So that's what I was curious as to what your intent was on that.
Well, now, according to the accounting adjusted 16-17 budget, there is money in reserves.
Chuck, your mic, please.
Are you talking about just the 800 reserves or the
yes.
general reserves?
Yes, 800 reserves. The box at the end of page 3 there, accounting adjusted budget. Now, we kind of agreed that column doesn't mean anything, but it's showing me some reserves in there. And that's my question is, are we spending all those reserves down on the capital projects? Are we spending some of that on labor? Just what are we doing with that? Because we don't have the assessment money to cover what we want to do.
Right. I mean, if you look at projected 7127 in that box, you're $75,000 to the bad. And I just...
That's what that's what I'm guessing.
I'm just trying to understand, because I think you and I are on the same page, but I just, it seems to me, I've always felt in my own mind, and I've said this publicly, that each one of these funds is an enterprise fund, so it has to balance internally.
Well, an enterprise fund kind of isn't dependent upon assessments, I don't think. Enterprise fund, don't you have revenues that might vary depending on how you...
Well, I'm talking about an enterprise fund in that the money's generated for that specific fund have to be.
Well, it does get 1% property tax.
So whether there's revenues or property tax, it's just income has to balance with expenditure. Mm-hmm. So this one, I mean, I was piggybacking on your question there.
I understand that we neglected maybe some drainage work over the past few years that were dry. How do we make up for all that in 1 year is the question. And I just want a clear picture of the revenue, the reserves, and are we spending that all down? I have questions about the reserves and the water fund as well, so we'll get to those.
Well, the second part of my question was, and this isn't to Chuck, but if this gets capitalized out, how does that affect the budget, or does it affect the budget?
Yeah, I'm not sure quite what.
I'm not an accountant, so.
Okay. Well, I don't think any of us
are. I think that was.
That's the problem.
What Lisa Gonzalez was saying, that was more of an accounting thing, and. You know, we're trying to figure out right now is whether the money is physically there or not. And then we can classify it appropriately later. But, I mean, assuming we need to cut on something, then that's, so should our direction on this be clarify revenues versus expenses?
I would like to know exactly how we're going to pay for the difference between the expenditures and the expected revenues. First, we want the revenues accurate, because I think they're overstated just slightly. But then an accurate picture of the reserves and how that's going to be used to accomplish these projects and possibly pay for payroll, because I just don't think you can take water revenues over to another.
Well, and that's something we talked about at the financial advisory, that if you're going to have reserve funds, there should, in essence, be two reserve funds, one for capital improvement and one for operational expenses, because that allows you to build reserves for the long term for capital improvements, but it also gives you a buffer for operational expenses. So that's something that we talked about at FAC all year. So.
Well, there's several reserves there. There's a general contingency, a reserve set aside, which I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Right. But I just think I'd like to see that question answered about what portion of reserves are we setting aside for capital improvements and what portion are we setting aside for shortfalls and operational expenses. I think that applies to all the funds as far as I can see.
To me, the question of what's going on with the fund balances is important when we're dipping into them. If the rest of the budget is neutral as to the fund balance, we can reconcile it later. But if it's not, and this one's not, then that's a different issue. But if the other ones, if they come into balance, then that's different to me. Okay,
so that's all I got to say about drainage.
Okay, 500.
Are you wanting board comments?
Yes.
Okay. Here's an example of the issues with reserves. And it looks like, according to the big box at the end, we have a reserve in balance of $1.4 million. If you go back to page 5 underwater, under reserves, total reserve set aside, $525,160, and it includes all those items. And I'm looking at the accounting adjusted budget. It's got all, the 8903, $50,125,000, $277,000, $257,000, which is the kicker right there. And the 64 adds up to $525,160. That number is carried over into the box, capital outlay reserve, on page 6.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
And you have to subtract that.
The 277, 257 is in that 525, but it also gets added in and then subtracted out in that same box. But if it's already in the 525, are we counting it in twice and subtracting it once?
Well, but
that's a lot of money.
It's added in and subtracted out.
But added in twice.
And subtracted out twice.
I don't see where it's subtracted out twice.
Well,
that's a 277,124. That's not the same.
My mistake.
That's a different. It just happens to be about the same.
Okay, it was just a close number.
So, right.
That's where I misunderstood. Okay.
That's $277,000.
No, the last two lines were the two. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that occurs in a couple of other places too. So I think that's just where we need.
We need some clarity there. The interfund loan reserve to Bay Ridge. I mean, why is that loan, $125,000, showing up under reserves? Again, that's on page 5, right in that middle section there. Total reserve set aside. I don't know why the loan is shown on the reserves pages unless because it's going to be paid back. I'm not real sure.
Well, that's where the money came from, and that was our intent when we did this, Chuck, was to this money would be paid back to the water fund. So that one I can answer.
Yeah, right. It seems like it should show in there as it comes back in.
It should show in revenue as it comes back in.
Right. Not as a reserve that.
No, I'm just giving you the source of the funds.
I understand where the 125, how it's going to come back. Right. But it should not be shown as a reserve right now.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Just
anything else?
And I'm not sure. On page 1, 4035, property taxes, I have a note here that at one time we were using 1% increase in the last budget. I don't know if that got increased here because, you know, we're guaranteed 2 and probably going to get more than that. But I have a note here that we were using 1% there. And consistency is just something we need. That's it for 500 for now.
Yeah, I mean, we want to use the same. I mean, whether it's our best estimate with a little bit of optimism or our best estimate with conservative.
But we know we're guaranteed 2, so let's make sure we've got
that. And I mean, my suggestion on that is if there's something we really want to do and that makes the difference, then we might want to alter it, the expectation. But for me, I like to err on the side of caution with respect to revenues.
But we know we're guaranteed.
No, and right, so it should be 2. Yeah.
That amount right there is the amount minus the 25%. So we did use 2 all the way across, but that, are you looking at the 167?
167.
Yeah, that's the minus the amount, the 25% that we were supposed to pull out.
I don't think it quite. I know that number is lower because we took the 25,000 out.
You don't think she added
it
up right?
I still don't think it's all added up right. I think the things that we need to do tonight in terms of action are make sure that we give direction regarding the administrative allocation because that will affect things and break things out, and then. If we can make a decision about the property tax revenues that are being taken from water in the direction that they need to go. I think those are probably the 2 things that will affect the budget that we could give direction to staff to help staff. The rest of it, it just has to somehow get answered and come together.
Well, okay. I would like to keep our property taxes consistent with the pie chart that was in the draft. Does anybody want to change that? I think we
set the 83-10.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that was the admin allocation. The property taxes we had a sort of a ring pie chart, and that was based on what we're taking out of water due to the rate study is now going to fire.
I'm good with that.
And I know that wasn't what we specifically said at the time, but it also was in a budget document that we didn't change either, so
we talked about that a couple months ago. It's time for a decision.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, I think it should go to fire then. I mean, that's. I don't see any point in changing it. Okay, and admin allocation. I mean,
it seems like wastewater, the 2 subdivisions, and parks we're spending some time on. Now, I don't think, you know, maybe more than 1% of each, but then 6 for drainage, 10 for fire, and 80 for water. I mean, that's kind of where we started with this whole thing, and somehow we got to 83 for water, 0 for others.
Well, if it's important to the rest of you, guys can give instructions on an exact admin allocation. But for me, I need to know that what we're doing first in terms of what we're, you know, what we're funding to be done, and you know, the actual projection of what that time allocation is going to be is I just need it to come out in the end that we spend less than we take in. However, in the funds, however that needs to happen. So I guess I can't really tell you if I think that we're doing that wrong until I see what the final or more final numbers are on each fund. But I really don't. I mean, the targets are, to me, the targets that we have here are fairly, I mean, they're good enough for me. I think that, yeah, it's zero. Yes, time is actually being spent, but, you know, we're not, you know, we were told, I think, several years ago that there's some rule about how these have to be funded, and, you know, that's, that was not correct. And I think we don't want to just use fake numbers, but I don't really think that, I don't, you know, we've got the fire contribution down. Is it really 10%? Does staff spend more than 10 or whatever the X percent of time on it is?
There's too much paper.
Just as long, to me, it's what's important is, are we getting our priorities funded? And I can't be sure that that's what's happening yet.
Can I ask a question? So there's, as I read this page 1 on 100, the revenue fund transfers, I mean, there's no percentages there. There's just dollars. So where are you guys coming up with these percentages from?
It's in the summary, but it got cut off of that, it looks like.
I don't have it.
Well, we had it at FAC, I think. Here it is, the last page in this packet.
Okay.
So it's
in the summary part.
And this is what it comes out to working backwards. I don't think these numbers were plugged in first, at least I hope.
Yeah, I got it.
Fire. No, that's mid-year. Here we go. Fire, 10%. Water, 83%. Parks, 1%. Drainage, 6%. Bay Ridge, Vista, 0%. For a total of 542. Last year it was, you know, 21% fire, and the total was 581,000. So assuming that's correct, and we're taking steps to, you know, get to move towards that being realistic, that's fine. And I recognize that in reality there will be time spent on Bay Ridge and Vista, but... Not in here.
She pulled it.
So.
She pulled it. Sorry.
I mean, it's a budget. Are we doing any new spending? I mean, what's the new spending in wastewater? Are we just a pass through?
No.
No.
So what's the new?
That gets back to the question about the assessments that we have for Bay Ridge and Vista de Oro, that we're taking care of that.
And that's where the NBS bill comes from, too, is from that fund.
So we're spending, I don't know how much time, but we are spending some time on at least those aspects of it. So it's not like, I mean, it's more than parks. You know.
Okay. Well, then I guess we need that.
You need to put it in there.
I mean, and I'm just throwing out a number. I don't know if you want to just lower water. Well, if you want to lower water to 80 and then move that 3% over to wastewater, I mean, that's a number I just would have to, I don't think we can pull out of thin air, but I think we need to have an allocation across the board that includes the wastewater allocation, depending on how much time is actually being expended on that. This is why we're trying to get the county to take everything, so we didn't.
Yeah, in the charge on that account
will be, you know, I mean, we can, I guess we could suggest 3% and see how it comes out in the wash. But again, it, to me, got to start with are the utility funds and the fire department getting their priorities met, and then figuring out this percentage thing has to come, to me, has to come second. You guys can disagree with me, but that can get juggled different ways depending on need. But I think
I think we need to include that as a line item, or pardon me, as a column, whatever you want to call it, to determine what the administrative costs they actually are being incurred, and then come up with an allocation there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay?
It'll be added in.
All right, good. So we have some work to do, and we'll move that forward. Anything else? Okay, I think staff heard a lot, and there's a lot to do. So we'll try and we'll take another look after we get the rate study complete. So that's...
I have a question for you, Donner. Yeah. Do we want to see if we can schedule a special meeting of the Financial Advisory Committee after the rate study before we look at this, or how do you want to deal with that? Because I think that might be the most productive way to do this, have it go back to them so they can see all of this and then make a recommendation to us. In other words, say, you know, we're done asking questions, just do you have a recommendation to bring it back to us? I think that may be the most productive way to go.
I
think
always rather do it in committee.
Do another FAC meeting, but if you can do it in the first 2 weeks before we get, I mean...
Well, we'll see. I'm just saying if we can schedule. I don't know.
That would be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Not that I want to work overtime here, but we'll see what we can do.
But no, there's work to do, definitely. Okay.
Before the meeting on the 15th, right?
Before...
Before the 15th?
That's what you were saying.
I hope so. I mean, I don't know. I mean... Sooner the better. We, you know, we can get recommendations. Sooner the better. Okay. So before I move on to, well, while we're at future agenda items, we have a lot going forward. I want to appoint an ad hoc committee on accounting software of Director Tornotsky. Director Tornotsky, please, would you work with staff to do a cost-benefit analysis on what it would take to change our accounting software, or whatever we need to do to have a much more automatic budget process. If it's really the software, if not. And then one more, Vice President Millage, this is sort of a broad portfolio on bringing your experience in management to bear on our staffing levels, staffing needs, and optimizing all of that, if you can work with staff on that and moving forward so we can make sure everything is humming along smoothly. I'd like to hear back on that, and I'll work with you on that. We got some work to do on that. So any other future board future agenda items? If you'd like to go, if you have anything that you'd like to do and just sort of specify after budget, that might be a good idea too. Let me know. I don't have to do it now. Okay, closing board comments.
I just have a question, not a comment. But so if I understand correctly, we're going to have a meeting on the 15th for the protest hearing. But is it your goal then for us to adopt this budget at that same meeting, or what's your thought process here?
Is that my goal? I mean, that would be nice. We'll have to see if we get there. Otherwise, we'll have another study session like this.
Okay. Because the budget right now is predicated on that being approved.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to...
I think we have even more issues to deal with than that if we have...
Right.
If we have...
No, I just want to understand what you're...
Yeah. That's my thought process.
Okay. That's all.
I hope that works.
I don't have any closing comments.
I do. Something I should have brought up earlier under other meetings and liaison stuff. Today was a very important groundbreaking at 40 Prado, the homeless shelter. Finally got the big equipment moving around today. Dirt's moving. Construction is underway. That's a pretty miraculous accomplishment for any county. But basically, it came about because of the private citizens here, not just because of the county government or city government. It was a tremendous volunteer effort. People worked for years just trying to find a site for that. So new facility, new homeless shelter, daycare, I mean a day center, everything will be centralized there. It's a wonderful thing, and there are a lot of people in this community that should be very proud of themselves, and I just wanted to acknowledge that.
That's great. Okay, with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Good night.